Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Missouri legislators are looking to raise the minimum age to buy cigarettes. KMOX's Michael Calhoun spoke with the bill's sponsor, Republican State Representative Brad Crist.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's a bill around tobacco ordinance. What it does is it raises the age limit to purchase tobacco to 21 years of age. It's now a federal statute, which was passed under the Trump administration, and it's also in probably about 40% of our counties statewide. So that was a good measure for our health and for the kids that have access to it, as well as some 18-year-olds are still in high school and can then provide access to younger kids, obviously, as well. It also fixes a St. Louis County ordinance on tobacco licensing.
Is this driven by health concerns or something else?
Well, it's two-pronged, as mentioned. It fixes a county tobacco ordinance for small businesses. St. Louis County put an ordinance in that said no tobacco licenses within 1,000 feet of a school. They left out an important part of the grandfather clause. So when a business goes to sell their convenience store, grocery store, whatever controls that tobacco license, they can no longer sell that. So it devalued small businesses by about 35% to 45%, depending on their revenue from tobacco. And then, and twofold, it also raises that age limit to 21. There were some concerns that that ordinance would allow tobacco around kids, and so I wanted to make sure we were protecting the health of children as well as we progress this ordinance and fix this ordinance in St. Louis County.
Is this a choice that the state has, or is this because the FDA did issue that rule, but does that supersede what basically, does it have to be 21 according to the feds, or is this something where you can make your own decision?
There are some gray areas around that. I decided to follow the federal statute on it. I thought 21 was, it's a very standard age that people are trying to move tobacco to, and I was comfortable with it.
Just in terms of, personal choice, people being able to make decisions, I've heard the argument in the past that if you're old enough to be drafted, you should be old enough to be able to choose whether to have a cigarette or not. What do you think about those arguments?
I think they're very valid, and it's something I took into deep consideration. I told my Democratic and Republican colleagues I would be open to an amendment if anybody wanted to add that, and nobody decided to. So it wasn't brought up in committee, but it's still coming to the floor for perfection and can be amended there as well.
And what's been the reaction from those? You mentioned the impact on those who sell tobacco, but what's been the reaction from the stores, their trade groups, from the retailers?
Well, they're very for this. Obviously, again, it's a small business protection that they felt was an unfair ordinance that was placed on them in St. Louis County. So they're very favorable of it. They're also comfortable with the Tobacco 21 language. Like I said, it's it's been an issue they've been dealing with for decades now for counties and municipalities to raise that tobacco level to 21. So everybody's comfortable with that as well.
Now, I see in the bill would allow the state to lower the age to hire someone to help with tobacco enforcement laws from 17 to 16. Are those stings where teenagers go into a store and see if the clerk will sell them cigarettes or not?
Correct. So in the statute, it clarifies what they can use a minor for in those stings, and it just lowers it 1 year. A 17 and 18-year-old can look still obviously very mature. So, again, we were just trying to lower the age a little bit so that we could place an individual that looks fairly young in a store to purchase the tobacco in that sting operation.
Representative, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.